Leadership, it's more than just a title. It's a journey shaped by decisions, fueled by experiences, and defined by stories. And some of the most powerful stories are the ones you haven't heard just yet. The stories are real, insights game-changing, and the leaders, they're right here. I'm excited. Welcome to Leadership Unscripted.
Today, we are honored to host Mr. Pralay Mondal. He's esteemed MD and CEO of CSB. He's got a distinguished career, across a range of institutions from Colgate to Wipro to Axis and HDFC Bank. I have known him for many years. Mr. Mondal is a luminary in financial services. His contribution in terms of how he's transformed retail banking in a range of organizations. So thank you, Mr. Mondal, for joining. It's a big pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Pratik, for inviting. Just one clarification, I'm not young anymore, but my mind is young, so I hope I'll be able to connect with the young audience.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let's get it going. So Pralay, if you go back to the beginning of your journey and share some of your highlights in early life and the path that you've taken that has sort of made you the leader who you are today, why don't we sort of kick off from there?
No, yes, Pratik. So let me first tell you that you have introduced me as a banker, but in a way I'm an accidental banker because when we were coming out of our management institutes, when we were giving the interviews and all that, I was pulling the legs people in. I'm from Calcutta, so we're going for Citibank and Greenless. Those are the day one jobs in banking.
Right.
So we got interviewed in Levers and Colgate. So I got into Colgate as a day one job that time. And we never thought that I will ever join banking. But destiny takes you where it takes. I must say that whatever I learned in Colgate or then in Wipro, because Wipro that time was Sunrise and we saw the legendary Premji from very close. We were very fortunate to see him because he used to interact with us every quarter, talk about his values, and he had those belief sessions with us and things like that. I mean, they're amazing. And still, I can tell you that the distribution, what we learned in Colgate Palmolive, okay, still probably is 50 years ahead of where banking is today.
Interesting.
And I used to run the inter-rural distribution and we used to see how we go to the next mile, how do we go to the next. And I used to wonder that I'm driving 3 hours going and 3 hours coming back to just sell 10 sachets and few toothpaste and some tooth powders. I used to always wonder how do you get ROI? We in banking talk about ROI, right? Much later I realized that how these markets were built and that's where the larger revenue comes from. So much later in life when I started the deep geo concept of HDFC, which has become very large now. I had initiated along with some of our team members. We have the guidance of Aditya, of course, which has become very large. The whole germination of the thought came from Colgate that how we took hand cut to the deep geo to sell products. That's the same thing happened in banking.
Right.
And much later when I joined Axis, so I also told Amitabh the same thing that let's do a deep geo because it will eventually play out. Unfortunately, I had a little smaller time in Axis and also the COVID came in.
Yeah.
And hence we could not do what we wanted to do, but the thought was, the seed was put. And later on, Munish came and married as a Bharat Banking, which is doing very well. So I must say that early learnings which we get in our life can be transformed. And banking is today sales distribution customers.
Yeah.
In a way, a little behind still the FMCG companies in terms of distribution, products, processes, marketing, and all of that stuff. But I think we're catching up. So it's a very interesting journey.
Fantastic. And interesting you mentioned it's how experience of understanding and going deep into India, understanding the real Bharat, lets you think about what sort of distribution strategy will work as you expand banking into, you know, deeper into the heartland. Because metros are different and, you know, driving 3 hours, the patience you need to understand the heart of India is a very different learning in itself. Cannot be absolutely. Leaders often have small habits, that set the tone of how they look at things. So, you know, do you have a simple ritual, maybe a personal or a professional, that helps you sort of energize through the day if you want to?
I think I'm very organized.
Okay.
Okay. Whether it is in the kitchen, for if I open a bottle of oil, I'll ensure that is closed and it is kept back in the right place at the same time, because I do cooking.
Love cooking?
Yes, yes, I love. It's a distress. For you, power lifting is distressing. For me, cooking is distressing. And then when you come to office, you have visited my office, you will never see a single paper in my office ever. And that has been for the last 30 years. Because I always try to keep things back where it was. And if something has to be done, I fundamentally believe that sitting on it for 5 minutes also will not help. Because nothing I'll think differently after 5 minutes. If at all, I'll forget what was the context.
Right. Okay?
So my instruction to my team, to my executive assistant Mita, who has worked with me for the last 20 years from HDFC days, is come in, get the decision, get the signature, and take the paper out. Don't keep anything here.
Don't think, just get going.
Yeah, so don't procrastinate on something. Just take a decision. So quick decision. And this I saw in one of the bosses. I really, really learned a lot. And I admire, amazing admiration for him, Aditya Puri.
Of course.
Okay, so you go to him.
The legend.
You will not sit in front of him more than 2 minutes for a decision.
Fantastic. Okay? Yeah.
So if I can even do 100th of that, because you learn from people and you know what is good to do. So trying to do something good is always good. So I practice all these things, and at home, at office, everywhere, and it is helping.
Fantastic. Well, I also learned something today, that you love cooking. So next time I'm going to take you up on that. So, Pralay, in this world of social media, you know, where everyone is everywhere, you have very limited social media presence, which obviously creates that intrigue as well. But tell me more, what's your thought process on being or not being on the social media?
See, something I don't do does not necessarily mean it is not important. That could be a personal choice, because I may have priorities in my life. So I'm not on any other social media other than WhatsApp. So I don't think social media is bad, provided you use it productively. But what I see is today, a lot of this social media news, everything coming in some form or the other, coming to me.
Yeah.
Either my team is sending or something else is happening somewhere. I mean, I get a lot of things from you guys as well.
Yes.
And thanks for that.
Yeah.
So getting knowledge does not necessarily mean that you have to only get it from social media.
Right.
But I also see the other part. Social media, a lot of distraction.
That's right.
And time is premium. So that way, I think from a knowledge gathering, connecting with people, all of that is very good. But if it is interfering into your personal life, then I'm not that type. So to that extent, I've managed without it so far.
This is a good message to a lot of younger leaders. Consume, but consume it selectively, and consume social media responsibly.
That's right.
That's right. So, you know, coming slightly more serious, but, you know, you've been at the helm of various banking giants and, you know, very varied, you know, landscapes as far as banking is concerned. You know, there's always a thing around core values and purpose-driven leadership. From your perspective, set of core values that are non-negotiable, always have been your driving force in any decision that you make, would be useful to get some insights on that.
Sure. No, this is my favorite subject, actually. Okay?
Oh.
And I try to tell it to everybody I meet, including my children.
Hmm.
There's a history to it.
Yeah.
So I learned it from my parents. Okay. And I think that's where a lot of us learned our upbringing, how we grew up. And coming to the professional life, I learned it from nobody other than Premji himself.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I still remember he had these belief sessions, and he would ensure he spent hours and hours together with all the new joinees. And we, as middle-level leaders also, we had to sit through those sessions and listen what he's saying. The amount of patience he used to take to explain everybody his beliefs. In the end, he used to give a card which has these beliefs written, and we used to keep it in our pocket.
Okay? Wow.
And it's just amazing. People talk about communication, right? Communication is not English.
Yeah.
Communication is effectively, have you been able to translate what your vision is to the last mile? And
that's
what I saw him doing at that level.
Right.
So, two of those, there are four or five, two of those I have imbibed to the best of my ability. I cannot do what he did.
Of course.
One is respect for people and ethics and integrity.
Yeah.
And these are larger subjects.
Of course.
Ethics and integrity is not being corrupt. Ethics and integrity, are you committed to the values of the organization, committed to the values of your society, to the to your family and all of that? It's a very large subject and probably we are just learning the TX, like
yeah.
what you're learning yet, very basic stuff. But it's just amazing how it's explained.
Mm.
And that I have tried to do. Of course, there are other values like customer orientation. But these two I've tried to ensure respect for people is
yeah.
most important. You know, in corporate world, we have to take tough decisions. But tough decisions can be taken, okay, without disrespecting somebody.
That is
and I make the statement to everybody, and very, very strong statement I make is, nobody has the ability to do disrespect to you without your consent. I want to tell everybody who is listening,
yeah.
nobody can ever disrespect to you without your consent. If somebody is disrespecting you, you must have given your consent because you always have an option.
Okay. Absolutely.
So these are the two values which I have imbibed. And by the way, when I was leaving Axis and joining CSB, it was a big decision because Axis, I was handling a fairly large portfolio with a large balance sheet, and CSB, we had to build it back. I saw in the Fairfax values, okay, again, these two came, integrity, ethics, and respect for people.
Mm.
I said, that's it, I want to join here.
Fantastic.
Okay. So I think that's how you grow, and you learn, you build, and you practice it every day.
No, such a deep thought, you know, the respect for people. And, you know, as you get successful and as you start building larger businesses, I think somewhere, you know, a lot of the younger leaders need to listen to this, because that style of leadership builds a very different long-term following, which you have. And I've always seen a lot of leaders, somehow you are this magnet that pulls a lot of leaders from different parts who would want to work with you because of that style of leadership. So it speaks volumes of your style of leadership as well, Pralay.
No, it's the environment you create. So
exactly.
In the environment, people participate. Of course, people join for many reasons,
yeah.
but environment matters.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Very well said. Very well said. Now, shifting gears, you know, your move to CSB, and CSB has its own history, a very rich and a very diverse history, and your vision in terms of, you know, how you think the next 4 or 5 years will be at a more high level would be very useful to understand.
So, as you know, that we changed our name to CSB after Fairfax Investor and Beginner Promoter Company. And very recently, we as a team changed the brand logo and what we represent. So there is a line tagline which has come in, which we never had, is Trusted Heritage and Smart Future. I can show it in my card.
Oh, nice.
Everything you'll see. A trusted heritage and a smart future.
Okay, no.
What it means is that you have to respect what the bank is.
Yes.
And the bank was.
Yeah.
Because they're a 104-year-old bank. Not too many institutions survive for 104 years in the whole world.
Correct.
Okay. At the same time, you cannot be just a constant. You have to take it forward and participate in the larger ecosystem, because if you are not scaled up, if you are not meaningful, then you are not a part of the larger system. So that's how we build leadership, we are building distribution, we are building products. We are going through an absolutely fantastic transformational journey on the technology side. I don't want to go too much micro into it, but it's just amazing what we're doing. In fact, our OEM partners, et cetera, they say not too many banks have tried so many things together.
Yeah, right.
They say we don't have a choice, because
yeah.
if we have to do it, we have to do it fast. So I think it has been very interesting so far. I really am proud of the leadership team which I've built. They're all amazing guys. They work together as a team. And finally, it's not about individual talents. It's how we come together and do it together. So everybody has a passion to build this bank, and I think we have a bright future.
Oh, absolutely. I can see that, you know, your floor and the entire leadership team that sits on the floor. So, you know, going back to the environment that you've created, a whole bunch of young, excited leaders that you built together, you know, there is a big, fantastic story ahead. If you had to call out, you know, big 4 or 5 trends, and if you look at 2030, just generally from a banking industry standpoint, from a business perspective, from a technology perspective, what would be the 3-4 big bets if you just fast forward next 5 years?
4 or 5 pillars, which we have also said in our bank, 5 pillars of this thing. Because if you have to create a long-term story for the country, for the industry, for my bank, Okay, I believe these five pillars are very important. One is governance. Okay. The second one is human capital.
Yes.
The third one is technology. Fourth one is customer orientation. And fifth one is compliance.
Fantastic.
Now, and there is no first one is more important than the fifth one.
Yeah.
All are important.
Yeah.
And I keep saying that this will be with me. This will be beyond me in this organization. And I'm sure that this will be true for most of the financial industry as well.
True.
Because compliance has become such a large subject. Governance has become such an important subject. And governance is not about a tick on the box exercise. How do you in spirit do it is very important. What is the coming from the top as a vision from the board, from the CEO's office is very important. So I think these are very important to build institutions. And if we do it right, I think India is destined to become a very big powerhouse in the world. And to that extent, there's a significant growth story. So I just want to give one message to the youngsters who are hearing. It's not always just about making quick bucks. Okay. There is something beyond that, that money will come and money will go, fame will come and fame will go. But the contribution, if you make later on, much later on in life, you will sit and say, when you look at your journey, what you did, and you say, I did this, I made a difference here. Okay.
Yeah.
So look at that also as a journey. And this industry gives you that opportunity. Unfortunately, I'm not seeing that kind of a talent come into the banking. What is to happen in the, after 2000 in that range? Because obviously opportunities are huge today. People are going,
multiple
instant
places.
Gratification is coming, etc. Yeah. Banking does not give you instant gratification.
Yeah.
But you have a responsibility to do something for the country here.
So that's true.
I would say that there's a large opportunity there.
So very important point you mentioned is the responsibility, because if we have to really achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat, the entire banking and the financial services industry will have the massive role to play, and we need that talent.
Absolutely.
In this industry to really shape the way as we look forward. Also, I think the other important point you mentioned is these are all pillars. So one is not, if you really want to build a strong house, each of these pillars have to be equal and equally strong.
Absolutely.
So, you know, customer orientation without technology will not solve.
That's right.
And without a governance will not solve a technology problem. So very interesting lessons for a lot of folks to carry forward. You did mention about the Viksit Bharat. You did mention around the vision. But if you had to pick one big trend that you think will sort of redefine banking or transform banking in the next 5 years, what would that be?
Transformation, of course, will always be technology, because banking is becoming more of a technology company today, because customers would expect everything on the go. Decision-making has to be fast and informed decision-making. So how do you have a reiterative process of analytics? What we hear about AI, ML and all of this is nothing but reiteration 1,000,000,000 times more of the same thing, so that you get better decision-making, quicker automated processing and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So customers of future will be impatient, want the right decisions, wants everything at the lowest cost. So whoever can give it. Having said that, okay, I must say that technology is a great leveler. Today you are ahead, tomorrow somebody will be ahead of you, depending on except a race, right?
Yes.
And eventually it's not an option, you have to do it.
Yeah.
But finally what will make a difference is your culture of an organization or culture of the industry, that how do you do it the right way and who is doing it. So people element will never go away. Okay, so people remains important, and hence we cannot say that AI ML will replace people, because final distinction between A and B will be how will we deliver the last mile, which is people.
Yeah, no, I really hope everyone sort of pays a lot of attention to what you just said. I think while technology is table stakes, AI ML and all Gen AI will all be table stakes, but at the end of the day, it's the culture that will make a differentiated organization. And I think that is sometimes forgotten in the race. So thank you for bringing that up. You know, you mentioned around spending time and, you know, some of the best recesses you do is with friends. You know, throughout these years, you must have kept in touch with some of your old friends. You know, tell us about your old connections and how do you continue to be in touch, or does the work life consume you, and you know, how do you sort of spend time with your friends?
It's always important to have connections with your friends whom you know for a long time. For me, one friend is at home because my wife was my schoolmate.
Oh.
Okay. So to that extent, there's a friend at home and we have remained a friend. So I think it starts from home. But when I look back, I met friends not only in school and colleges, but very good friends in job life
at
as
work,
well.
At work, yeah, yeah.
So I can tell you, when I was in HDFC Bank and I was building the cards business there, the entire team used to go together abroad with the families, with their children.
Oh, nice.
The children are connected more than what we are connected
right
now.
Very nice.
You know, it's such a wonderful family. So when people say work is family, this is a live example of that. Okay?
Fantastic.
And whenever we go, I go to Chennai or they come here, they meet me. So it's not that friends only has to be made in school. In work, this is a message I want to give. That if you create a right environment, you can be demanding with your thing, because we build the best card business in HDFC, which still is probably the best.
Absolutely.
Okay? And these are the same set of people who build it and they're still friends.
And you know, what is very amazing for me to hear is, Pralay, how seamless it has been, you know, from work to building relationship to friendship, goes back to your ethos of, you know, respecting people, creating that sort of an environment. It, you know, work, family, friendship sort of transcends itself in a very, very natural manner, which makes the whole surrounding a lot more easier to work with.
Absolutely, yeah.
Lovely. That brings me to the end of our first segment. Let's go to our second segment. This is what we call as the flash finesse. So, are you ready?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to start. One word that describes your leadership style?
I think inclusive and decisive.
Okay. Leader you would love to have a coffee with, real or fictional, whatever.
No, I would. I've seen him in action in his early days. I would love to, if you get a chance, to have a coffee with Prendi again.
Okay. A mistake you are glad you made?
I think coming to banking was accidental for me. Okay. But the way it transformed I feel more responsible today in terms of contributing more to what I can. Maybe I would have done better in the commercial sense if I was working in IT or Colgate or somewhere else.
Got it.
But I feel a lot more satisfied with my contribution, so I'm happy.
Commercial sense. If you had to describe your life in a hashtag or a tagline, what would that be?
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Okay. Your comfort food.
I'm a Bengali, so rice and fish.
The best advice you've ever received?
Be a good human being. Try to be a good human being. Make a difference to somebody's life. Because I have seen many times a lot of leaders, okay, don't even know what difference they made to me. So how we walk the talk and how, because when your teams are seeing you, you don't know who's seeing you, but they will follow you. So if you do something wrong, they will follow you. If you do something good, they will follow you. So we carry a lot of responsibility with our hand. So that is something which I always remember.
Got it. Open door policy or scheduled check-ins? What do you prefer?
Never have followed scheduled check-ins. Always open door.
Early bird or late night?
Oh, I'm late night. From my college days, I used to go to sleep at 3 o'clock because of that dozen IITs and all that.
Okay.
So I could never get up early in the morning.
Okay. Paper book or e-book?
Actually, I don't read much books. That's a big negative I have. I have to improve on that. So, I don't read much books.
Are you a brand freak or a sustainable fashion?
No, I keep it simple. I said before.
Street food or fine dining? I'm sure I know the answer.
Yeah, being from Calcutta.
Exactly.
Street food is obvious.
And build a business or invest in startups?
Build a business.
If you had to pick one movie dialogue that really resonates with you, what would that be?
So, kal ho na ho.
Kal ho na ho.
So, I think we must live in present and build the future. And we must make a difference to people whom we can. So that which car you drove, which suit you wore, nobody will remember, or which house you stayed. But if you made a difference to somebody whom you don't even know, that person will remember you forever.
Profound.
Okay? So, I believe that that's very important.
One song that always uplifts your mood. You know, what would that be?
हमें तुमसे प्यार कितना ये नहीं जानते
मगर
जी नहीं सकते
तुम्हारे
बिना.
यू आर अ रोमांटिक एज वेल एज अ पैशनेट ह्यूमन बीइंग. मूवी कुदरत हमें तुमसे प्यार कितना हम नहीं जानते. सो दैट्स कुदरत, दैट्स योर नेचर. एंड यू नो थैंक यू सो मच फॉर गिविंग अस अ ग्लिम्स ऑफ अ वेरी डिफरेंट साइड ऑफ योर्स. आई थरली एंजॉयड द कॉन्वर्जेशन एंड आई रियली अप्रिशिएट यू स्पेंडिंग सो मच टाइम विद अस. Thank you, Pralay. It's been
Thank you,
fantastic.
Thank you, Pratik. I really enjoyed every part of this conversation.
Yeah.
And of course, I know we'll be in touch. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.